Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's been a minute. It's been, oh man, whew, damn near a year since I've done a podcast. I went on hiatus because I am a co-host on OG Radio. So, before I get into that, I would like to welcome y'all back to talk that ish with your boy Radio Rail, man. It's been a hot little minute. Hot little minute. Today's episode, I'm just shooting the shit, pretty much. Just gonna shoot the shit about things that's on my mind I want to get off my chest. I also want to let y'all know that this episode is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor app is the easiest app, the easiest way to create a podcast. You can add music. You can edit. You can do anything you want to do with this podcast. So go ahead and download the Anchor app. That's A-N-C-H-O-R. A-N-C-H-O-R. The Anchor app. Easiest way to create a podcast. But welcome, y'all, man. It's 2021. We fucking made it. We made it out of 2020. You know what I'm saying? Well, most of us made it out of 2020 alive. I'm not going to say we y'all made it. But most of us made it. You know what I'm saying? Out alive, you know what I'm saying? That. But, man, I fucking missed y'all, man. Like I said earlier, I'm a co-host on OG Radio. We go through Blog Talk Radio. So, I've been doing radio thing for a year, and it's been amazing, man. I've met some amazing people. Shout out to my producer, AK. Shout out to the First Lady, Genesis. Shout out to my boy B-Tray, the whole OG Radio team, all the artists we got. It's been very wonderful, you know what I'm saying? It's been a blessing the year I've been doing. I've had some opportunities to go some places, meet some people. It's been very lit, man. These events I've been going to has been lit, man. I've been loving it, yo. It's a dream come true. Now, what I want to do now is get paid for everything and, take us to a higher level. So that's what 2021 for me is going to bring. I'm just take me being a co-host to a higher level, with the help and support of all my fans and listeners. I appreciate y'all, man, to the most, keep it 100. I appreciate y'all. One thing I truly want to get off my chest is that nigga Derek, whatever the fuck his last name is, the quote unquote relationship guru. I would like to say that he's a dumb motherfucker. He's a typical ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? The men have been saying this for the longest, that he's a simple, regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? He ain't just whatever the fuck he tried to portray himself to be. I saw that little video, that he put on YouTube with him and his wife, him apologizing. I felt like, one, nigga, you was out of order, bro. How the fuck, you can't, how you gonna preach something and not live that shit? You feel me? That's like me sitting here telling motherfuckers to not cheat, but I'm cheating the whole time. Like, nah, bro, I can't preach that. You know what I'm saying? I gotta live by what I preach. And fam ass clearly ain't been living like that. You feel me? And his wife, when she got up and started talking, like, bitch, you dumb as hell, bro. I ain't go cap some of the shit you saying. Like, come on, man, who gives a fuck about we don't know you and your life and y'all situation? Like, clearly y'all situation ain't good because you cheated on your ass, bro. You know what I'm saying? The worst thing you could do in a marriage is cheat. Not saying that cheating in a regular relationship is okay, but there's room for trial and error in a relationship, a regular boyfriend girlfriend. But there's no room for error when you're engaged. There's no room for error when you're married. You know what I'm saying? I've been down that road. There's no room for fucking error of that caliber. You know what I'm saying? Cheating is something you thou shalt not cheat. You know what I'm saying? When you marry, bro, it's fucking rules to this shit. But he's a fucking clown, man. Real shit. Word up, B. Word to your mother, B. He's a fucking clown, B. You know what I'm saying? Clowns get to, clowns deserve to get laughed at, B. But nah, man, fam ass, he a fucking goofy, G. Like, for real. Like I said, he did all that, you know, everybody should be this way, women, you should not, you know, whatever shit he was talking. You know, I don't really fucking know, I ain't really heard of him up until now. But he's a fucking clown, bro. I don't fuck with you, man. You know, you was trying to make us fellas look bad, and you was out here doing the same shit that us regular niggas do. Not saying that I cheat, but I've cheated before. But still, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna sit there and preach to a motherfucker what you should or shouldn't do if I know I ain't gonna do it. Clown ass, Buford ass nigga. He's a Buford, bro. Oh, bro, he a Buford ass nigga. But, you know, I fucking missed y'all, man. I miss talking my shit, you know? It's the one platform I got that I can really talk shit. And pardon the noise in the background, y'all. I'm at work. And, you know, it's just me on a Saturday. So I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling out, you know. But the next thing I want to get off my chest is I want to talk about Candace Owens. On live air, I've called her a bitch. I didn't mean to, but, you know, she be acting like a bitch, bro. She's a fucking crybaby. She's not pro-black. When she says she is, I feel like she's an Oreo and she's all for the white people or whatever the case. I don't even know, bro, but I feel like Shorty's a clown, bro. Like, she's a straight goofy. Real shit. Like, I've been watching her, you know, I feel like maybe she means well, but she don't know how to deliver. You know what I'm saying? Shit that she may think and how it comes out of her mouth is all wrong. You know what I'm saying? She definitely can't deliver her message correctly on behalf of the black congregation. You know what I'm saying? Candace Owens, I saw the little beef she got with Cardi B and Meg or whatever. I don't care for them two, you know what I'm saying, like that. But at the same time, to attack somebody's music, and it's just entertainment. You're just entertaining the fans when you do music videos and do shit at the Grammy. It's just entertainment. But Candace took it to a whole new level, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of rock with Cardi B on the situation. Like, Shorty, you a clown. You coming for me for what? You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, because you talking shit, you made Cardi B look good because you had her on the news, you know what I'm saying? You had they whole little spiel. You still talking about Shorty, and you put her in the news, so you got her a little more famous. So if motherfuckers ain't know who Cardi B is, they know now due to Fox News. You know what I'm saying? Like, Candace Owens is a clown. And I've said that she's an idiot, and somebody tried to defend her. Oh, she's not an idiot. She went to Yale or whatever the fuck she went to, and da da da. Yo, you could have all the book smarts in the world. You could have fucking graduate cum laude or whatever you call that shit. I don't care. If you a fucking goofy and act like an idiot, you an idiot, bro. There's no coming back from that. Ain't no coming back from you being a goofy, bro. And Candace Owens is a goofy. You know, I don't like her political views per se. You know, she's not. I wouldn't want her to speak for me. She tries to speak for us as blacks, and you can't speak for us, bro. You don't. That's like Kamala Harris. I don't even fuck with Kamala Harris like that, man. But, you know, there's. I look at Candace Owens and I see the type of shit she says and what she do. I see some self-hatred up in her. That's what I see. I feel like Shorty got some self-hatred. You know what I'm saying? But she's one of those people I would not let speak for me, man. Like, you... I originally saw her when she was on the panel with T.I. and Killer Mike and a bunch of others, right? And she was just fucking up, saying the most bogus shit. You know what I'm saying? And I remember T.I. reached out to her, and, like, she went off on the nigga. You know what I'm saying? And going back to the Cardi B situation, her and Cardi B, now all of a sudden she wants to sue Cardi B for all the shit that's been going on Twitter. Like, nah, what you suing for? You know what I'm saying? Get off that shit. Like, you are mad. Like, you initiated this shit, attacking her or whatever. And because she said something about your kids are like, man, I don't care what nobody say. Kids ain't off limits, bro. You feel me? It's just like when you ride a motherfucker, when you roast a motherfucker, when you heat a motherfucker, flame a motherfucker, drone a motherfucker. You just, nothing is off limits. You know what I'm saying? Unless a motherfucker dead. But other than that, man, when you doing shit like that, that shit ain't off limits, though. Like, man, fuck you and your kid. Fuck you mean? That's just the reality of it, man. But you want to sue because y'all internet beefing? Like, come on, man. You a fucking clown for even considering some shit like that. She a goofy, bro. I don't like her. I don't fuck with her. And I don't, when it comes to politics, like, yo, you know, you are who you are. You believe in what you believe in. But if you just that dumb, sound that stupid, I really can't fuck with you. That's like me trying to side with majority of the Trump supporters. Like, nah, y'all some goofies. You sound like a goofy. You're a fucking idiot. Point blank period. Ain't no way around it at all. You know what I'm saying? But those two people, man, idiots, bro. Just complete idiots, man. I don't understand how you as a man could talk all that shit, but you cheat. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it as a woman, as Candace, you talking all that shit, but then you get all defensive and want to start crying and shit because motherfuckers is now coming at your neck. You know what I'm saying? Nah, if you was big and bad to talk shit, be big and bad enough to fight back. You know what I'm saying? To get, like, how can you live your life the way you do? You know what I'm saying? She lives to talk shit. She lives and thrives off people coming for her. She wants to play the victim. Like, nah, bitch, don't play the motherfucking victim. You are goofy. Straight goofy. Goofy goober. And back to buddy ass, Mr. Derek, whatever the fuck his last name is. Stupid, bro. Pure stupidity. His wife, I'm not saying that she should stay. I'm not saying that she should leave or none of that. But the way they came off and was talking about everything, they're fucking retarded, man. They're both just, they're meant for each other. that simple. They're both just fucking clowns, man. But, you know, real quick, I just wanted to get that off of my chest real quick, you know. I'm going to hit y'all with more new content coming soon. I know it's been a while. It's just, I've been super busy with radio. Just had a baby also. She's 3 months now. So, you know, my life is really busy. Got all, you know, all my kids. Shout out to all my kids. Shout out to Armani, Deja, Junior, Kaylani, Sierra. Kaya and Mila. You know, it's just got a lot of kids out here. Mind y'all, I got 4 of my own. The first 4 of my own, the last 3 are, I can't say the first 4. Well, yeah, the first 4 is my own, and the last 3 my step babies. But you know, they my kids. I love them all to death. But again, y'all, this episode was brought to you by Anchor App. Easiest tool to create you a podcast. You can do it all from your phone, pretty much. Again, y'all, I'm gonna bring y'all with some new content, you know, coming soon. I just wanted to get these little things up off my chest, you feel me? So stay tuned to another episode. And this has concluded my first episode back on 2021 of Talk That Ish with your boy, Radio Rail. And what I say on my radio show is it's your favorite host with the butter toast, Radio Rail. So I'm out. I'll holler at y'all. Deuces.